Full yogic breath. Full yogic breath is energizing and helpful when feeling tired or when in pain. Through the practice, we make the breath deeper and more efficient. We get more out of each breath while exerting the least amount of energy. We learn to observe the movement of the breath and the energy within it as it moves in the torso. Observing and feeling the movement, we discover which areas of the body are tight and hold tension. Breathing deeply into that area can help ease the pain and the tightness. Let us begin. Assume a base position that is right for you. Make sure that the head, neck, and spine are aligned. If you're lying down, drop the shoulders a little towards the floor, but keep them relaxed. See if this will open up your chest comfortably and allow the rib cage and the diaphragm to move more freely. If you're sitting, gently press the tailbone into your seat. This will gently elongate and straighten the spine naturally. Keep the shoulders dropped and slightly elevate the chest bone. See if this will help free up the rib cage and the diaphragm to move more fluidly. Make any final adjustments that may be necessary to make the body completely comfortable. Try not to move the body now, and allow the eyes to gently droop and close. Take the mental awareness, the spectator, to the torso. See the torso from the outside and be aware of it as you feel it. The chest, midriff, belly, pelvic floor, lower back, middle back, upper back with both the shoulder blades and the space between the shoulder blades. The whole front, the pelvic floor and the back simultaneously. Feel the sides of the torso as well. The sides of the chest, the waist, and the hips. We're now going to divide the torso into three layers, like the layers of the earth: ground, water, air. The lowest level, the ground level in the torso, will be the region between the pelvic floor and the navel, the lower belly. The next layer, the water layer, will be the region from the navel to the tip of the chest bone around the diaphragm, the midriff. The top layer, the air layer, will be from the tip of the chest bone to the hollow of the throat, the chest. Now let us take the awareness deep into the ground layer, the belly. Let the awareness move into the very center of this space. Feel the space with your awareness and the breath. A 360-degree 3D view of the space as you feel it as well. Feel the breath. Do you feel all the sides of the body move in this region with the breath? A gentle swell and contraction? Do you also feel the movement of the space? Is there any resistance, any tightness, tension, or pain? Is the breath fluid or ragged? rhythmic, or jerky. Now direct the breath into any area in the belly that has pain or tension. Let the breath penetrate deeply into that area, dissolving any tightness, any pain, and visualize this happening mentally. Now let us shift the awareness to the next layer, the midriff. Move into the very center of the space and feel the space from within with the breath. Breathing out from the very center. Do you feel the body move, a gentle swell and contraction with each inhalation and exhalation? Do you feel the space within move as well? Is there any resistance, tightness, tension, pain? Is the breath fluid or ragged, rhythmic or jerky? Long or short? How does this breath feel compared to the one below? Now direct the breath into any areas of pain or tightness. Inject that area with the breath and feel the pain or the tightness dissolve as you visualize this happening. We now move to the top layer, the chest. The area between the tip of the chest bone or the diaphragm and the hollow of the throat. Move into the very center of that space and feel the space as well as the body. As you breathe out from the center, do you feel the body in this region move? A gentle expansion and contraction. Do you feel the space move as well? Is there any resistance, any tightness, tension, pain? Is the breath ragged or fluid, rhythmic or jerky? Long or short? How does this space feel compared to the two layers below? Now direct the breath into any areas of tightness or pain. Infuse that area with the power of the breath and the energy within the breath, and feel the pain and the tightness dissolve. Visualize this. Leave the awareness of the breath in the chest. Was there a difference between the experience and feeling of the breath in the belly, midriff, and chest? did the length or duration of breath change? Did the depth of breath change? Did the feeling of breath change? Did it feel heavier or lighter in the different parts of the body? The breath in the lower belly tends to be more grounded and peaceful. It is deeper and longer and more efficient. The body gets more air with least effort as the breath moves deep into the lungs. The chest breath is shallower, shorter, and less efficient. More energy is consumed for less air, as only the top parts of the lungs are filled with air. The chest breath is less tranquil and more emotional. In asana, we ease pain and tightness in the muscles and joints. By injecting the breath in certain spaces, a deeper release takes place. The steps we have gone through just now complement and enhance the effects of the asana. We ease deep muscular tension in this pranayama as we release stress from inner spaces where it is held and concentrated. After going through this process, we now flush the entire respiratory system and the three inner spaces more effectively through full yogic breath. The belly, the midriff, and the chest are combined into one fluid space. We will try the full yogic breath in two ways. First, we will combine the spaces seamlessly from top to bottom, chest to belly. Then we will combine them from bottom to top, belly to chest. See if you can observe the difference in the experience of the two, if any. But please remember not to overbreathe. Keep the breath easy and relaxed. Let us begin together. Inhaling, feel one continuous, gentle swell of breath flowing into and rising into the chest, midriff, belly. Exhaling, feel the ebb and fall in the belly, midriff, chest. Inhaling, flow and rise in the chest, midriff, belly. Exhaling, feel the ebb and fall in the belly, midriff, chest. Practice this for a few breaths on your own. At the end of the exhalation, leave the awareness of the full yogic breath for a few moments. Simply be aware of the body and the mind. We will now try the second way, combining the spaces seamlessly from the bottom to the top, from the belly to the chest. Inhaling, feel one continuous, gentle swell of breath flowing and rising in the belly, midriff, chest. Exhaling, feel the ebb and fall in the chest, midriff, belly. Inhaling, feel the flow and rise in the belly, midriff, chest. Exhaling, feel the ebb and fall in the chest, midriff, belly. Continue practicing on your own for a few breaths. At the end of the exhalation, leave the awareness of the full yogic breath. How does the body feel? Did you notice a difference in the two flows of breath that we practiced? How does the mind feel? How do you feel? We now come to the end of our practice. You're welcome to take a deep breath in, raise your arms above your head, and point the toes towards the floor as you stretch your arms and legs comfortably. Exhaling, relax. Gently move your head from side to side. Open your eyes and come back to the space in which you're lying.